Have you ever been in that situation where you know that your passion is what you'd be doing if you were living your best life, but you're too broke to play? Like, it's not paying the bills. I understand that perfectly. In fact, currently, I am personally going through that. And I just thought to come here and talk to you guys about it. Hi, guys. Welcome back to your favorite podcast show. I've missed you. I know you have missed me too. In case you don't know who I am, hi, my name is Annabelle A. And you're welcome to Let's Talk Over Wine. Hold up, let me pour me some wine. Okay, on today's episode, I want to talk about the struggle to live your best life and still do what you love, especially here in Nigeria. And all the many factors that contribute to that. Like, we are not doing this conventional job thing or life generally. I don't know. But yeah, that's what I'm here to talk about. So, as you probably know already, a regular Nigerian is a lifestyle, personal, and positivity blog that is specially and with so much love curated for the young Nigerian who's just trying to figure out this adulting thing, really. So, if you haven't, check out the website and all the other social media pages. And, you know, find me where you think I might be. Subscribe, be part of this community, because there's so much content that comes from here. And you should stay tuned, you know. I'm your plug. You need me. So, let me give you a backstory because this is going to be nice. Just wait. When I was leaving secondary school, I wanted to be an engineer. I walked into uni. Let's just say I was undecided for 2 years. And I picked a course because I really didn't want to graduate not knowing what I wanted to do. So, I picked the nearest thing. And what it was computer science. Fast forward to after graduation, I had no idea what I wanted to do with myself. And I think, you know, the part of me that I am now truly, you know, comfortable with is something that I've always been doing in my life, but I didn't just see that serious enough. We were there killing, being doctors, being lawyers, being engineers. And I'm just going to wake up and tell my mom and my dad that, you know, yeah, I want to do digital marketing. What's that? Is that English? Please, can you look for a job? We don't know what you're talking about. Or even the sound of, oh, I don't want, you know, irregular, go to 9 to 5. I really want to do my own thing. It's crazy thinking about it. This is a business you've always wanted to do, or this is the thing you've always wanted to do in your life. But it doesn't seem like, you know, it's that much of a big deal. And then you start to feel bad. Like, it got to a point, I just felt incomplete. Like, I felt, okay, maybe I wasn't doing something important. Maybe I wasn't making the change that I so greatly wanted to make in life. This struggle is very legit. No, if you're out there, you're feeling like this, please continue. God's on your side. Pray to God. You need to know and realize that you're not alone. There are plenty that are going through this phase. So that's why this podcast is here, so I can talk to you about all the factors that are contributing to it. In the next episode, we will be talking about more, like how to deal with it, but I just wanted to pinpoint some of the problems right now. And number one on my list is Nigerian parents. Oh my days. I think I'm tired of emphasizing that I love my parents. I am so grateful for them. They did everything that they could just to make sure that, you know, I'm who I am today. But Can Nigerian parents just learn to leave you to do what you want to do? Do they have meetings and say, no, we have a particular work we want these people to do? Like, can a Nigerian parent just respect what you say? Oh, mom, so I don't really think I want to be, you know, I want to do medicine. I think I'll just, you know, be a dancer. I know that these people want the best for us, but sometimes I feel they are not willing to open up to the possibilities that you might just be happy doing something else. Every parent doesn't want their child to go through what they went through, or at least I know most parents. So I understand that they want you to have better lives and they want you to make better choices. But if you're so focused on all the choices that you missed out as a parent in your own time, and you want to make sure that I pick those things, then you're not really letting me make my choices, are you? You're just making your choices for me. I don't even know if that made sense, but yeah, I'm sure whoever this message is for has gotten their message, because me, I'm not sure if I got it. I'm kidding, but it really got me thinking. And I'm saying Nigerian because I'm Nigerian, so obviously I can relate. I've heard people say African parents are the same, and I honestly believe that, like, we're all connected somehow. We're all working together, or they are all working together as Nigerian or African parents. But I just wanted, you know, a lot of people to realize that the parents, all that on my list, they're number one that gives that pressure, like, oh, you have to do this. So you're here thinking, oh, I want to do music, I love to sing, or I love to create music, and that's your passion. And maybe you will not make as much as you would make constantly when you're a medical doctor or a surgeon. But you don't want to be a surgeon and just take it as homework. They are forcing you to do it. You want to show up at the theater every single day and be excited to change someone's life and be excited to save a life. You don't want to call like, ugh, give me spatula. I don't know what spatula is. I used to think that was a brush. Whatever. But yeah, parents are number one on my list. Number two on my list is the school system. Let me not just even start to how messed up the school system really is in this country. Everything that you are built for is a 9-to-5. Nobody tells you how the real world. I know somebody's listening saying 9-to-5 people are living here, but legit, it's like you're being prepped to have a job. So when you do get into this space where no, I'm not really interested, it's not like a science and arts thing. There's more to life than being a science, arts, and commercial student, or being in, you know, engineering department. There's more to your life than the school system. And it's not until you leave that you start to see, okay, if I had known, I would have taken this course and this course, so you can help me do this and this. One thing that I constantly failed to understand when I was in school was that it was a lot easier for me to write than do anything else. I didn't want to do presentations, which is weird because I like to talk. But at the time in my life, writing was my escape. I don't know how I did not pick that clue up. But we're so focused on being the good and right children for our parents and the good graduates of our school. Well, let me put me, because, you know, I don't want to impose this on you guys, but I also focused on being that right person that I actually forgot. It skipped my mind. I actually forgot to be me. It was just some form of way, and getting out of school really puts me in a place that made me start to really think about it. Like, am I doing what I like, or am I just going to school and coming back and getting good grades so that they'll say, oh, they're not wasting their money on my head. Like, do I truly care about these things? And my answer was no. I tried to go, like, when I got out of school, I wanted to do courses or things that were very close to what I studied in school, but no matter how excited I wanted to feel, it faded off really quickly. Very, very quickly, it disappeared. And I was back to thinking, what am I doing? Like, what do I even want to do with my life? The last but not the least thing I wanted to talk about here was slow progress. Now, this slow progress touches a lot of things, but I'm just going to tell you from my perspective what it has done for me, or not done for me. So, when I'm talking about slow progress, I'm really trying to let you guys know that sometimes it seems like you're in the wrong track. Money is not coming from anywhere. You don't have income to call your own. It's not constant. All these things kind of make you realize, see, bills need to be paid. Can I please get a bank and work here? But then it keeps bringing you back to, what are you going to do? Sometimes you will get the job, or you will do the other things that seem like they are very much available, and you will keep putting off this other part because, well, that track is really slow. But sometimes you need to be on that slow track to be motivated enough to get it, like, to get wheels. It's like by the time you sit on an empty trail, you realize, I need, even if it's one, I don't know what they call it, Zika caravan, they call it those train demarcations or things. Like one, even if it's just one, I don't need the whole freaking train. I can just deal with one. And then slowly, you start to realize, oh, wait, I can do some, like, but you want to stay on that track long enough and strong enough to start to figure it out and start to, like, in the same direction, find other ways and other things you could do to build that particular track and make it better. And these people say, I'm sorry. This is where, like, these are all the points I have. It's literally just our African parents and their mentality, the school system and how messed up it is, and how slow following what you want can be. I cannot emphasize how this struggle has saddened me. It has made me feel useless and worthless. Had made me feel like, oh, I've wasted somebody's money all these years. That made me feel so many types of ways. But every single time that I wake up, I remember the joy I feel just opening my website and starting to type something. I don't necessarily have to post it. I just have to open my website and look at it. And I know, okay, no. I love this. I love what I do. I love creating content. It's what I do. I can't wake up one day and say, oh, because it seems like auditors are earning more, salary seems really, really sexy, so I'm just going to bounce. Like, how many things am I going to keep bouncing? How much money can I chase? And that's what I keep asking myself. So yeah, guys, before I leave you, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that what you're doing currently is what you love? Or are you doing it out of necessity? Now, there was something someone told me, and I partially agree and I partially don't. And he said, do what you have to do now so you can do what you want to do later. Now, I agree in a way because, yeah, bills need to get paid. But my thing is, kill yourself for what you love to do now so you can enjoy the benefits and still love what you do later. Because the thing with doing what you have to do is that you don't spend as much time developing the things you love. You spend all this time. You have just 24 hours in a day. Do you really want to spend it on other things but the things you love? So just think about it, though. Are you doing what you're doing now with your life? I don't know. So if you're in school, what you're studying now. If you're in a job, what you're doing now. I think generally, however it is you're listening to me right now, do you really enjoy this thing? Or are you just listening to pass time because, you know, you haven't still found? Or are you just in this space because it seems like it's comfortable enough for you? You can send me an email if you think, you know, you need to talk about this topic. I'm open to your comments. I love it when you guys comment on my stuff. So reach out, okay? Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to me. Thank you for, you know, just sticking around. I'm sure if you've been here for a while, you'd be like, man, girl, can you go now? So yes, before I leave, don't forget to subscribe to my mailing list. I cannot emphasize this more. You don't know what you're missing. So stay. Don't go anywhere. Stay on this. Like, I don't know why you guys keep going. Why are you leaving? Stay. Come. Call your friends. You have to even sign up and stuff. But before, just in case, follow me on social media. I can't say I'm very active, but I'm active enough. And oh, I also have a Telegram group. You should totally join that. It's really super nice. Apart from that, I'm super grateful for every one of you. And I really hope that you find your passion and you enjoy the best life ever. So see you guys until next time, and which is going to be next week. Talk to you later. I love you. Bye.